Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about applying for a summer position. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Last week's episode was about making summer plans, and I gave you some suggestions for getting started. This week, I'll give you tips for applying to the positions that you've identified since we last spoke. There are four things that I'd like you to keep in mind, so let's just go ahead and get started. First, know the deadline for each and every application. You don't have to go as far as I did and make a table when you're applying to things, but know the deadline so that you can build in time to put together a good, strong, competitive application. Apply early so as not to put pressure on yourself at the last minute. It's also a good idea to apply early because some programs and internships fill slots as the applications come in. So if yours is among the slew that are generally received in the few days prior to closing, your chances become much slimmer. And we don't want that. So apply by Thanksgiving, even if the deadline isn't until February or March. That just builds in the time for you to get it done, make sure it happens, and you get your application in early. However, if you need a transcript before you can apply, work on the application itself during the winter break and then submit the application as early in January as possible. Since you are going to apply early, and I know you will also need to ask for your recommendation letters early if the application requires recommendations or references. So if you're applying by Thanksgiving, that means you have to ask right now. College instructors usually need much more lead time than your high school teachers did, so you have to keep that in mind as you ask, particularly because if they need a large amount of lead time, that may delay when you're able to submit your application. Secondly, review the entire application before you even get started so you know what you need to do. You don't want to get caught off guard with an essay or a recommendation form or something that you didn't see when you skimmed it the first time. This is particularly true if you don't take my first suggestion and you find yourself submitting the application the night before it's due. There's always something that people tend to miss, particularly when they're rushed, and I don't want you to be that person. Now, if there are short answers or essays for this particular application, write a first draft and write it based on some type of outline. Otherwise, you may ramble and not address the point or promote yourself as well as you possibly could. Don't forget to answer the questions, if any are asked, and address any points that are mentioned in the prompts that are sometimes given for short answers or essays. If there is no prompt, then do this. First, let the program or job know a little bit about who you are and what influenced your career choice. Then talk about what you hope to gain from program participation or employment if it's an internship. And then lastly, talk about how participating in that particular program will help you better prepare for your postgraduate plans, whatever they may be, graduate school, medical school, law school, business school, going straight into industry, nonprofit, or whatever. Last, but definitely not least, have your application reviewed. Have it reviewed by your academic advisor or your program advisor, by the writing center at your school, or a peer advisor. Not one of your friends, but a peer advisor who's been hired by a program or a campus unit. Doesn't matter who you get to review your application, but just get someone to look over it before you submit it. This applies to any pieces of the application that you create or document that you create. So that would be your resume, essays that you write, and the application itself. Other people can catch things that you don't see, and they can also let you know whether or not what you've written makes sense. So those are my four suggestions. Apply early. Know the deadline so that you can apply early. I'm sorry. Review the application. Write based on an outline. And have it reviewed. Now, my suggestions are just starting points. Work with others on your campus to make sure that you are submitting something that is a great representation of who you are. Don't be afraid to ask for assistance because no college freshman knows everything. If they did, they would just skip over college and go straight to graduate, law, or medical school. And those things have applications too, by the way. All right, that's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and help you successfully make the shift from high school students to college students. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website. That's www.tasseltotassel.com. You can also send me a direct email at dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. Also, you can check my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions about requesting recommendation letters. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be 4th and 10. Now, let's get college ready.